It is Free Radio. I'm Adam Wilbourn. Very pleased to be joined now by Carly Rae Jepsen. Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm good. I'm so stoked. My album is officially out worldwide. That's a great feeling.
Yeah, it must be very exciting for you.
Yeah, it's been strange because the way we released it was sort of, we began in Japan and we went and released it in the US, and it's just kind of been incrementally like going and going, and now it's finally available everywhere, and it feels really great.
And it's been a while since we've heard much from you. Obviously, we've had the singles prior to the album coming out, but I think it was about, what, 2-3 years ago since we last heard from you. Did you feel any, you know, pressure about to release this new album, or what was the general feeling behind it, you know, when you went back into the studio after the amazing success that you had with the previous one?
Yeah, I mean, I get asked that a lot, and I think that the answer is totally, there was absolutely pressure, and I think that only makes sense after having a song like Call Me Maybe take off the way that it did. But it was also an incredible kind of new platform that I had never had before available to me, and I was really excited to make a record to showcase some other sounds of music that I was really, really pumped to write and to perform as well. And so I took my time with it. I didn't want it to feel rushed, and 2.5 years later, here you have it.
Exactly. I mean, you know, Call Me Maybe was, as you say, everywhere. And then you had this time off, which I think almost is a nice thing to do, because often you see people who have this one hit record and they rush 2 or 3 other ones out to be like, look, I do other stuff. But it must be nice to you to have the confidence and knowledge that you have all these other songs, but you want to make them into this almost body of work that you can get it all out together at the same time.
Well, yeah, I think that also I didn't want to be making something to prove anything. I wanted to be making something that I was just excited to make. And I think that at the beginning I was very much rebelling pop in general, and kind of making like folky alternative music. And I was like, what is this? I love pop music. And so I went right back down to the other spectrum of it, and was making right down the middle pop music that didn't feel right either. It was almost a little too hot, too cold. And I landed in the world of 80s and really started to fall in love with how not just hooky but also emotional those songs could be. There's so much like yearning and ugh-ness and everything that I wanted some of that for myself. So as soon as I kind of landed on the first song, Emotion, I knew that I was kind of cooking with oil.
Exactly. And I think that's fair enough to say. Some people are sometimes ashamed to admit that they like pop music, or like you say, you make pop music, but pop music's great. You know, let's not put a downer on it. It's a fantastic thing. It always cheers you up.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I've been asked before, what's your guilty pleasure when it comes to music? What do you listen to that you wish nobody knew you heard? And the truth for me is that if it brings me pleasure, there's no guilt to it.
Yeah.
And pop has always been something that just I find takes me immediately to those good feelings, those joyful feelings.
I always find myself, I hear a song on the radio or someone plays me it, and then they tell me the name of the artist and I go, I'm not meant to like that, but I really, really do. So we've all been there, don't worry.
Well, it's funny because I've collaborated on this album with a lot of like known you know, pop writers, if you want to say, the Shellbecks and Max Martins of the world. But then also it's been funny to kind of pick the brains of Dev Hynes and Ariel Rashad and Rostam from Vampire Weekend, who are known as more like hipster kind of under the radar kind of tastemakers. And you talk to them, they are just as in love with pop as the next guy. They love a good hook. And I think musically it's so satisfying when you find something that's original, but that you want to sing again and again and again. And that's what we were trying to dig for with this project.
Well, we can't wait to hear more of it on this album, Emotion. And it's fair to say you've been keeping yourself busy whilst working on this new album. Is it right that I read somewhere that you were a Disney princess in real life for a while? You were Cinderella on Broadway.
Yes, however, Rodgers and Hammerstein would not call it Disney. But yes, I was a Broadway princess. It was very, very fun.
Wow. That's like a dream come true, surely.
It was a childhood dream realized, for sure. Broadway was kind of everything I hoped it would be. It was a move to New York, kind of an escape from one world into a totally different one, and an incredible challenge that ended up being extremely gratifying.
And you've been doing lots of other things as well. I saw on your Facebook you had this rollerblading listening session to the album with your fans. How did that go?
Oh my gosh. In LA, we had a week of just like crazy release party, like daily events. And one of them was a listening party at the roller rink. And we were supposed to go and.
You really can tell the 80s has influenced you if you're bringing back rollerblading.
It was so much fun. And I think we were just supposed to do like a meet and greet kind of thing. But once you're there, you can't not want to go roller. I've never gone roller skating before. So I had to go and try. And it was funny because the fans were kind of like darting across the rink to get like selfies and stuff. And it was a little dangerous. I think someone like took one on the chin. So we had to like call it a day. But it was still fun regardless.
I think I read about it because there was some obviously American music reviewers that came to that as well, and all they were writing about was like, I was trying to interview Carly, but I kept falling over, so it seemed to go good though.
It was so fun. I actually think I might throw more parties at a roller rink. It's a good time.
It sounds like a challenge for people like me, but still a good thing.
Yeah.
And I want to talk to you about this single Run Away With Me, and particularly the video, because that was sort of shot whilst you were on your travels as well. And it really does showcase the fact that you have gone all over the place over the last few months and years.
Yeah, I mean, we bounce around a lot, the team and I, and it's chaotic, but it's kind of the life we've gotten used to. And to be honest, with Runaway With Me, it wasn't the initial idea to do a video where we documented this. It just so happened my boyfriend, who is a cinematographer, was on the road with us and filming things for Kicks anyways. And when we were watching the footage back, it just felt really fitting, and it matched the idea of the song of just sort of running away and getting lost together.
What's some of the highlights that you've had recently in some of the places you've been, whether that be, you know, the UK or France or any of the other places that feature in the video?
I think one of my favorite days was in Paris when we were at a promo event, and the guys working there had these two bicycles, and me and David kind of looked at each other like, I wonder if we could borrow those bikes and go shoot some stuff on the break. And somehow we bribed the guy with a bottle of whiskey. We took his bikes. I think I broke the seat of his bike trying to like get it to my size, but he was charming and lovely about it. And we went on this like wonderful half an hour bike ride all around, and it ended up being footage that did make the video, so it was a special moment.
It's a great place to go around Paris. Tip for the next time that you're there, especially what with the rollerblading. I remember when I went a few years ago, rollerblading down the Champs-Élysées where the Arc de Triomphe is an unforgettable experience. So there's a tip for your next video.
Thank you. Well, yeah, I have to say I can take as many travel tips as possible. We're always looking for a way to do something memorable, especially when it's crazy.
If that does appear in your next video, I will be invoicing you for it, but still, let's move on.
All right, deal.
So what is it, you're back in the UK, what is it you like most about good old Blighty then? What do you like about around here?
I think it's one of my favorite places to go shopping. I know that that's like a guilty pleasure thing to admit, but it's true. The fashion is just so on point, and even like walking down the street, people are just so chic. It's something to kind of keep your eyes open to. As well, people are incredibly friendly. This past week alone, I've been able to do some meet and greets and face-to-face time with fans, and that always means a lot to me and says a lot about sort of the place that I'm in. And everyone's just been so warm and lovely.
And you are going to be appearing on Alan Carr's Chatty Man tonight, so we're all very excited about seeing that. But I also noticed you hijacking This Morning Studios and getting into a bit of trouble with those guys. How did that come about? Because there's been videos and photos of you know, going in there and signing Philip Schofield's desk, and, you know, Holly Willoughby's teeth are now all blackened out thanks to, what was it, you, Will Young, Alan Carr. Tell me what happened there. How did that all come about?
I mean, it's just chaos happens late at night. That's all I can say.
I like the fact you're just covering for everyone else. No, it was no one's idea. It all just sort of happened.
Yeah, it happened to us. It wasn't even our fault. The full moon.
You do not want to get on the wrong side of Philip Schofield, trust me. Well, Carly, it has been lovely to chat to you. Thank you so much for chatting to Free Radio today.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
And as you said, the album Emotion is out today. Go and get it. We are going to stick on your latest single, Carly, on Free Radio. Please, can you introduce it?
Yes, here it is. A song about escaping for the weekend with the one you love. It's called Run Away With Me.